This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining me right now to chat about his brand new release. Luke, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. How are you going?
I am good, and now even better. We have a brand new release from you. It is called Very Special Feelings, and you know what? I feel like it's a time of the year where we need something like this. Tell us about the brand new track.
We need some very special feelings. Yeah. Well, first of all, the title "Very Special Feelings" had to pass a peer review system, because I was like, man, this is a pretty funny title. Like, I feel like this is the correct title of the track, but can I get away with this? And there was a resounding yes. So yeah, that's why it's called Very Special Feelings. Shit. So the track. So you know, like, my day job is making music for film and TV. So I'm down in my garage, which is my studio, 8 hours a day, 18 hours a day, sometimes more, sometimes late nights. I'm just like making music the whole time. Mm. And I have I'm drowning under unfinished tracks at the moment. I just have so many demos and ideas. And I feel that it's quite an important thing to sometimes actually finish something and put it out in the world, because like, I don't mean to sound like too much of a hippie, but like the energy of having unfinished stuff is kind of like, can actually feel a little bit draining sometimes.
It's like a weight.
Yeah, it is. It's like this shit's just waiting there. And because I had the gigs coming up, and I was like, well, I can't just play old stuff. I have to have at least one new track to play. So I sort of went into a kind of an overdrive to finish this song. And sometimes it takes me like 2 to 3 years to finish a song. And I just, with this one, I was like, okay, I've pretty much got to finish it in a couple of weeks to make sure it's out in time. And so that was like, it was kind of cool to have a different process. Yeah.
How do you think that time crunch affected your songwriting, like the final outcome of it, in comparison to like being able to just pick at something for, you know, an odd handful of years?
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know. I think it's hard to have a clear concept of what is going on for you sometimes when you're in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which can apply to so many aspects of life. But I mean, it felt different. It felt a little bit more stressful, to be honest, which is not, you know, like, I feel like in 2024, there's, quite a lot of exterior stresses out in the cosmos already.
Bit of really?
Bit of an apocalyptic atmosphere. I mean, at least we've got a great new government, right? Sorry, that's clearly satire, you know. I was a little bit anxious trying to finish a track quickly. I'd say that was the main, like, difference. I was like, fuck, I've actually just got to finish it. Oh, I feel like having a cup of tea. No. Keep going. But yeah.
I mean,
I think it sounds all right. It sounds all right. It's not a fuck up. So
yeah, you know. No, 100%. Definitely not a dud by any means. It's actually quite the opposite. Quite the polished diamond. I think, you know what? There's that expression, diamonds made under pressure. Is that an expression or a fact? Right. I don't know. Both?
I think it is. Is it a fact? Yeah, well, they're like, I think you've got to sand a diamond for like 2 weeks or something to get like this much off it.
Wow, funny you say that 2 week timeline.
Yeah. There you go. Yes, yes.
The cosmos.
But then again, any facts that I say are probably my fact recall is terrible. So someone's going to text in really angry that I've. Don't understand anything about the making of diamonds.
Honestly, that is me as well, and I get paid to do this, so no pressure whatsoever. The new single, how would you describe it to anybody who is not familiar with your music?
So it's like a reasonably upbeat music with quite sad sounding. It's happy sad. I don't know. I think I was even though Morrissey is clearly a problematic character and disappointingly a right wing, at least mildly xenophobic, unpleasant dick, but I still I still sort of the Smiths still have some. Like, I'm not willing to completely discount the Smiths just because of Morrissey's recent assholism. Mm. So I'd say definitely, like, some the kind of guitar arpeggio vibe is sort of inspired a little bit by a Johnny Marr kind of a thing. Yeah, I don't know. Happy, sad guitar music. Mm. Or, like, you know, it's slightly indie, I suppose, although I don't even really know what that word means. It sort of seems to changes meaning all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with that, and that's the reason why I asked, is the track very much does have, like, it's very, like you said, upbeat, it is very optimistic sounding, but it does have this undertone of, like, ooh, something's a little bit, like, not 100% here. And I think that I love listening to happy, sad music because it just embraces you in a way that a super happy or a super sad song can't, because, you know, emotions, they're not that simple, they're not so clear cut.
Nah, and also, can I just say also that I think that that thing happens quite naturally for me, because basically if I start making an upbeat thing, like, basically if I try and I can't really do, it's going to sound fucking terrible, but I can't really do like I think positive, it's just, I think I've got a different way of dealing. Like, if I'm stressed out about something, positive ideation or whatever doesn't really work for me. Like, if I'm going, oh no, this is actually great. This is great. This is going to be great. That actually, like, irritates me, you know, like, I would rather, well, basically what I'm trying to say is I will naturally end up working against the positive song. I just can't help it. There's just something inside me that the second if I start trying to sing something that's really happy, it's like I feel like there's just like an instinctual thing that I just have to undermine that. I don't know why.
Hey, it's the yin and yang of life.
I don't think I'm like that grim to hang out with, but definitely there's a I don't even really know if I'm a true cynic, because I do believe in hope, you know, or whatever, but there's definitely like a cynical edge.
Wednesday Addams energy, you know, girl boss.
yeah my kids tell me all the time that I'm a lot like Wednesday.
And now, of course, like you said, the climate in the world, it's a bit tricky at the moment. It's a little bit stressful. It's a little bit dark. But the good and the bad, the yin and the yang, we have a gig of yours here in Dunedin on the 12th of April. How you feeling? Nervous? Excited?
I mean, you know, in the Phoenix Foundation, we've always had a manager, and the manager, and I think I, so it's interesting because I've been doing music in New Zealand for a long time. I think first tour was 1999. And so you'd kind of think that I would be, that I'd know how to do it. But in some ways I kind of don't, because I've always been lucky enough to have someone else who does it all. So, you know, organizing a tour, I've definitely had like a few moments where I'm like, fuck man, this is a lot of admin, which is, you know, not something that I'm good at. And that's come with its own like little anxieties. And I've had a couple of nights where I've woken up in the middle of the night going, email, check tickets, post something on social media, post something, and then I'm like, fuck man, why am I doing this? And I do have to remember that I remember that you know, I like playing music, I like going to see music, I like to go see people play music, and that you know, despite the harsh you know, financial realities of independent touring in New Zealand, I'm just going to do it anyway. I'm going to, I'm going to do it, damn it.
Yeah.
Apocalypse be damned.
Screw the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you are playing at yours.
If it's the end of the world, I will be playing a guitar solo while we go down.
As every good hero does. You are playing here at yours in O Te Pōti on the 12th of April. Where can people grab tickets?
They can grab tickets from the Genuine Kiwi Legends of Under the Radar.
Legends. Yeah,
and there are waged and unwaged tickets, which is a nice idea, which is suggested by the venue. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm totally into that. We've got Kiera Wallace opening up as well, which will be cool.
Groovy times ahead. Hey, thanks so much for your time this morning. Happy release day.
I hope I said her name correctly. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, and all
see
good.
You soon.
Here for you right now, giving the good listeners of Radio 1 a taste of Luke Buddha. This is Very Special Feelings. Turn this up. Grab a ticket if you like the sounds of it. And if you don't like the sounds of it, grab a ticket anyways. Keep it locked here on The One. Lots to do today, team. Golden ticket clue. Don't miss it. Keep it locked.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.